It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's been 10 days since 15 British sailors and Marines were seized in the Persian Gulf. Earlier today, Iranian state television showed two of the captured Britons pointing to a spot on a map where they say they were taken captive. One of them was Captain Chris Eyre.
Approximately about 10 o'clock in the morning, we were seized, apparently at this point here, from their maps, from the GPS they've shown us, which is inside Iranian territorial waters.
That's Captain Chris Eyre, one of the Britons being held by Iran. We go now to our London correspondent, Rob Gifford. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
So today, what is the stance of Iran and what is the stance of the British government?
Well, as you say, two more sailors were shown on television. And since that, in fact, pictures of all of the 14 men and one woman have pictures of them have been shown on Iranian television. The change has been that as these pictures were shown on Iranian television, there was a commentary underneath it saying that the Iranians have detected a change in the British stance. Now, looking at it from here in London, I and most people here haven't detected an outward change in what the British have been saying. The British have all along said that this parading of the captives is completely unacceptable. So on the surface, we haven't detected any change, but the Iranians seem to be toning down their rhetoric. Perhaps something's going on behind the scenes that we don't know about.
And Iran has said now that all 15 captives have, quote, confessed to being in Iranian waters. What does the British government say about these confessions, so-called?
Well, that's right. The British government has said all along that this is completely unacceptable, and it has stressed that these that the boats were in Iraqi waters, and they've said it's completely wrong that the Iranians say they were in Iranian waters. One of the things to say about the captives and about these so-called confessions that several analysts have pointed out is that there could be something of a clash of cultures here. Initially, many Iranian people say perhaps the Iranian government was putting these people on television to reassure the British government that they were alive and well. But in the Western mind, seeing them like that, it's like parading captives. And so it had the exact opposite effect. It's also, of course, playing into what many people believe is a sort of a fight that may be going on inside the Iranian government between the different factions there and different people within the Iranian government trying to manipulate the pictures and other news in different ways for their either hard or soft aligned purposes.
Now, as you say, there may be behind some sort of behind-the-scenes negotiations going on, but there have been no face-to-face negotiations between London and Tehran, right, so far?
Well, in fact, there are on the ground in Tehran, there have been contacts between the British diplomats and the Iranian foreign ministry. The British ambassador in Tehran has been talking with the foreign ministry there. But we've had nothing at any kind of ministerial level. We've had nothing between senior government officials in London and the Iranian government.
And Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, he's been largely silent since this standoff, but he did comment over the weekend.
He did, and who knows if that's significant. Of course, he is quite hardline and quite anti-Western. The fact that he has weighed in on the argument and over the weekend called the British arrogant for not apologizing would seem to suggest the opposite of the reports we've been hearing today, that perhaps the stance in Tehran may be softening. So really, it's a very confusing situation, and really we've just got to wait and see what happens in the coming days.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Renee.
NPR's Rob Gifford speaking from London.